This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Are you all frozen? Man, it's cold here in Missouri. No kidding. Yesterday it was about zero. Today, about zero. And I just feel so bad for these animals who are outside. Patrick is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, we'd love to hear from you. Call the number 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Rich Sheevan's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Well, thank you, Vince Fennelli. It is always a pleasure.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Rich, we've had our heat. We have three settings on our outdoor wood furnace, and that's the reason I'm mentioning this is Rich Sheevan heats with wood. We heat with wood. We have an outside wood furnace. Rich Sheevan has an indoor large stove in his kitchen where he eats his cabin. But I just want to chat for a couple minutes about heating. Well, our wood stove heats about 400 gallons of water, and that water is a reservoir of hot water, about 170 to 180 degrees, and it circulates through underground pipes into the house. And the standard heating system in the house, we have two heat exchangers, kind of like car radiators, if you will, and they're heated with this water, this hot water, and then the air is blown across them, and then the heat comes out through the ductwork, kind of like if you have a heat pump. But there's another radiator in the ductwork, and that radiator is warmed by the outside wood furnace. And we can set that wood furnace to three speeds in terms of circulation speed of the water coming from the wood stove to the house, low, medium, and high. And in the summertime, we have it set to low. Right now, we have it set to medium. And with it set to medium and running the water temperature to about 178 degrees, maximum temperature between 168 and 178 degrees, we are able to heat our house to 62 degrees. 62. Now, that's after we've taken some what I would consider pretty moderate measures. We have covered up the glass with sheets and curtains, the doors covered up with sheets, closed off rooms that we're not using, closed off heat registers that we're not using, not heating the studio and the area of the farmhouse that is right next to the studio. So we're doing all things that we can, I think, to lower the amount of wood consumption that we have been using and save on heat. Okay, so we're doing those things. Now, during the times when the sun can shine in the windows, of course, the curtains are open and the sun can come in and help warm up the house. But we're only able to get it up to 62, 63 degrees. Now, we could take more extreme measures and we could turn the circulator pump to high, burn more wood, but we haven't done that. We're just wearing more layers. We've got a lot of layers on right now in the studio, but my question to you, Rich Sheevan, is, are you able to heat your house without doing any modifications at all, or are you finding it's a little cooler inside than it would normally be, this winter meaning?
Well, so far in the past month, we have had probably single digits for average temperature. And having wood heat, as you know, which you just discussed, is so much warmer than conventional heats like propane or natural gas or electricity, not to mention that it's a lot cheaper. But that dry warmth you get from the stove, there's nothing second. It's second to none regarding the functionality or efficacy of actual heat. Now, that being said, there are some things that we do. For example, we know people who complain about their heating bill, and yet they have pretty curtains all around their house. Well, pretty curtains doesn't have functionality. I like thick drapes on my windows, and I have no problem having half of them closed during the winter months, even when we're inside the cabin. So there are ways that you can cheat the cold, and we don't really fight the seasons. We take advantage of them. For example, I leave my food on the basement floor by the front French doors and let the cold seep through to keep my food at a temperature of 30 to 38 degrees. So, again, we don't fight seasons. We look at seasonality as a benefit. You know, for example, let's say things that are really difficult here in Montana, we could dig a hole in a northern slope and store food for 6 months out of the year quite comfortably. So, you know, that's the way I look at things. I look at it as I take advantage of the present system, the present weather, the present seasonality, and that's how I live, Vince.
Okay, what I did, I do the same thing. And when you talked about drapes, in the studio I have some drapes that, heck, you know, these drapes are probably drapes that my mom and dad had from the 1960s. I'm not exaggerating. And we've kept them. My mom made them, and they're lined, and they're very heavy. And they're kind of a traditional material that, you know, it wasn't a 1960s fad that came and went. These were like traditional designs, and they're still very, very nice drapes, and they don't look weird. So I have them in the studio, and my mom had her drapes that she made in her bedroom, and so they're lined, and we're doing exactly the same thing: opening the windows, letting the sun in, closing the windows when the sun goes down to keep the heat in. But I've been experimenting with our non-contact thermometer. And this is like a gun, if you will. It's sort of like a toy pistol, almost. That it wouldn't be mistaken for a toy pistol. It would be mistaken for something else. I'm not sure what. But you hold this in your hand, in one hand, and it has a little trigger, and it's lightweight plastic. And it is an infrared-type measuring device. It has a digital display. So you can aim it at a wall, and you can read the temperature in centigrade or Fahrenheit of that wall, or the ceiling, or of a car engine, or the side of a house, or the roof, or, you know, many, many objects without physically contacting those items you want to measure the temperature of. So I went around the house yesterday, and I was using this non-contact thermometer from a couple feet away, and I aimed it at the walls, and I'd get temperatures like 60 degrees. And then I measured the temperature of the doors. We have steel doors. Like most of you have steel doors with some glass in them. We have that. And they're insulated with foam on the inside. And the steel doors were about 48 degrees, the steel part. Then I measured the glass part. And the glass part was, well, let's say, 40 degrees. So what I learned from that little experiment was where the heat's going. So the heat loss is greatest at the glass, second greatest at the steel, and the best insulator is the walls. So that's what I learned. So I'm going to concentrate on reducing the heat loss of the glass, because I have a feeling that these temperatures that we're seeing, these wild temperature swings of 40 degrees during a 24 or 36 or 48-hour period, I don't think they're going to go away. I think we're going to see this from now on. And I'm talking about in the summer, these wild temperature swings. I'm talking about like California right now is looking at, are they in the next drought? They haven't had very much rain for a year. That's a problem. So they thought the problem was over. They got a deluge of rain and looked like things were going to be fine in California. Then they went a year without rain. Now, you know, the wildfires. That's the kind of thing that's happening. So I'm concerned about these wild temperature swings, wild weather swings, violent climate change, we might want to call it. So because of that, I've stored for years, and I thought this was coming. So I've been storing oriented strand board, commonly called OSB. And OSB was available for about $7.98 a sheet, 4x8 sheets. And what I'm going to do is cut it to fit windows. And I'm going to drill holes in the window frames so that I can mount each one of these boards that I'm going to paint to help protect them. They've been kept in the garage, but I'm going to paint them to match the house. And with about maybe 10 screws or so, I can screw them in to protect the windows. And I'll number each one of them so I know where it goes, because it's going to be really difficult to have the exact same screw hole lineup. So I don't want to keep putting new holes in the window frames. And that's my plan to protect against these extreme temperatures should we see them again. Unfortunately, right now, it's just too darn cold to do that. But those are the things that I've been thinking about. I've also been thinking about the plastic sheets that you can put over windows, you know, tack a frame around them, and they use a hair dryer to stretch the plastic so you make like a storm window on the inside. I'm thinking about that too. The only problem with that is cats and dogs, and I'm sure they're going to bump into it and tear them up if they can reach them. So that's the concern with that. But then there's plexiglass, which is pretty darn expensive. Then there's glass. So all of these solutions are going to cost some amount of money, but it's better than freezing to death. And that has happened. People have frozen to death. I know of a family in Virginia. We had an ice storm years ago. And the family decided they would all get together in one house, which made a lot of sense, except for the grandfather. The grandfather said, you know what? I'm going to stay at the farm, make sure everything's okay at the farm. And when the ice storm was over, the family went to check on the grandfather. They froze to death. Very sad story. That's true. Rich Even and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Rich, you're going to go feed some animals and take care of animals, right? Yeah. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
No whining. Yep.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yep. Man, it's really cold. Right here, it's cold in Montana. Rick Sheevan's with us. Offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, you have any comments you'd like to make?
Regarding which topic? Fighting the cold?
Well, yeah.
Well,
it's a challenge. It's a full-time job.
It is a challenge, but I'll be honest with you, Vince. When I came to Montana, I knew exactly what I was getting into, and I personally love the four seasons. Mm-hmm. I was down in Florida a few weeks ago visiting a buddy of mine, checking out his new house and all this stuff, and it is gorgeous. There's butterflies. I saw a possum. You know me and animals and nature, so I noticed these things. A few exotic birds. We did a little fishing. I mean, it was fantastic. But personally, for me, for my lifestyle, for the variety that I enjoy, for the adventure that I came here for, now granted I'm pushing 60 and my adventure years might be in the fourth quarter, but I think that if I didn't have the four seasons, I would be bored. So I enjoy, right, me winter, even though there's certain chores you have to do, like going outside and breaking the ice so the critters can drink. You know, my personal mm-hmm. critters, my goats and my Great Pyrenees guard dogs and all this stuff. I mean, you got to fight the grizzly bears in the fall. I mean, there's challenges that revolve with seasonality, but it makes life interesting. And winter's also a time to relax a little bit because the days are longer and stuff like that. And technology's making things a little easier too. You know, even though I try really hard to fight the new technology, there's some things that have made life easier. Like, for example, we've had for the last year we've had Wi-Fi. You know, years ago, everybody here in Montana, especially in Northwest Montana, complained about wasting their money on a Verizon prescription, because they, you know, couldn't get a signal. Well, now you can get a signal in your home or any place that has Wi-Fi, and you don't even need to pay the monthly subscription if you have a smartphone. So there's certain things that you can do that have made life easier for living rurally. And, you know, the technology, some things I just use Mother Nature and common sense and logic. I will, when you live with a wood-cooked stove, I have water, hot water, on demand, whether it be the reservoir or my teapots on the wood stove. And I go outside and I literally, even when it's 0 degrees, I will pour hot water in my animals' bowls. Mm-hmm. And that will give me hours before I have to go out there and break ice. So there's little things you do that makes life simpler for us and the critters, and you know, it's all good.
Yeah. Now you are in charge of your destiny. So, for example, if you want hot water, you've got to split wood ahead of time. You've got to put it in the wood stove ahead of time. You've got to light the fire ahead of time, and you've got to fill that pot ahead of time. So it takes preparation to live the way you live and the way we live. And we'll talk a little bit more about how some, well, I got some calls over the last, well, yesterday. I got some calls about people who had some concerns. We'll talk a little bit more about that and how this cold weather has affected them. We've got George. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheehan and me.
Hi, Rich. Hey. Haven't talked to
Hi,
you.
Hi, George.
I just wanted to quickly just say just a couple of points I've learned to help. I found instead of using the plastic sheeting inside, I use the bubble wrap that you see a lot of times packages come wrapped in. And I find that the larger bubble pattern that people like to pop a lot of times, if you just contour it to the square of the windows, it can be reused over and over again. But I notice when the sun hits those bubbles, there's like a thermal effect where I notice the room warms up. It lets light in. It gives you a certain modicum of privacy. But at the same time, you can leave a portion of the upper part of the window not with the wrap for the simple reason you can look outside, you can enjoy a view, or you can see somebody coming up the walk. But it not only lets in light, but it gives a certain thermal efficiency boost to the windows you have.
I love it.
And the cats won't
I
get
really
at
do.
It.
Yeah. You know, interesting
advice.
You say that. Our daughter got a letter from her neighborhood civic association, and she was going to be fined because one of her window screens wasn't right in the front of her house. It wasn't the same as all the other windows. Actually, I guess it was missing a window screen. And she said, "When did you take those pictures?" That was before I bought the house. She didn't have that problem, but yeah.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Achievement's with us, offgridmontana.com. George is with us, both USAPrepares instructors. Rich, you left New York City to move to Montana. George, I was going to ask you, have you ever considered leaving New Hampshire, where it's freezing cold as well, you know, to move to another place? well, maybe West.
I have been because from what I've been able to find out that we may be moving into a mini ice age where I believe our scientists are saying that it could last as long as maybe 40 years, and the Russian scientists mm-hmm. say it could last more like about 200 years. And most mm-hmm. of us who are like 50 years old or older, like us, you know, we can remember times when the winters were different, the summers were different. You'd have a real spring, say, in April, at least up in New England, we would. Now I've noticed it doesn't seem like summer starts now until almost the end of June, the beginning of July, because we get that cold, damp weather. And I think, like you say, this is going to be a cycle that mm-hmm. may make it go from what it is today, which I when I was over the holidays, it was down my mom's. The weather girl said that normally for that part of December last month was normally like, I'll say, 38 degrees. Well, it was 0 degrees outside, and that's Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. So for us, mm-hmm. so that's why I have considered, because I have a feeling that I have a problem with a frozen pipe right now, and I get a feeling this is a portent of things to come in the future.
George, I've mentioned on the air that you are really on top of things that are happening, and you're a very, very bright guy. And I was chatting with Rich Sheban last night, and we were talking about exactly that, this mini ice age. And Rich, you're concerned about it. I'm concerned about it. And I mentioned to Rich last night that I've been gearing up for this, although it hadn't been reported as such. As a farmer, I can feel these things coming. And I don't mean necessarily with my gut, but with my gut combined with my observations, when I put those together, I can feel these things coming. And that's why I bought the plot, the OSB for the windows. That's why I'm thinking about, you know, modifying our heating system. So yesterday and the day before, I was sitting down with pencil and paper thinking about how I can redesign the heating system to become more efficient, change the flow, and change the flow, the valving of it. You know, and one of the problems is some of the parts that we buy are just crappy. And these Chinese parts, for example, I have ball valves, B-A-L-L, valves, and what it's a full flow valve that you can just turn a lever, and you can it doesn't have like a handle that you turn and turn and turn. It's just you turn this valve 90 degrees, the handle 90 degrees, and it will either let the water flow or it will stop the water from flowing. And these are stainless steel insert ball valves, and I went to slow down the flow in one area of the house so I could increase the water flow for heat in another area, and the darn thing is leaking all over. And so I can't fix it right now. It won't leak if I have the valve shut off or if I have it wide open, but I can't put it somewhere in the middle without it leaking and there's no adjustment. I can't fix it without replacing it. So here we may think that we've done a good job and bought the best quality that we can buy, you know, best value, and find out later that these parts are failing. That's another thing. So we need to design simplicity into our solutions, in my opinion. Rich Sheban, your thoughts?
Well, I just want to make a couple of opinions on what we talked about regarding the so-called global warming, which is obviously a big farce. But whether it be an ice age or whatever, you got to remember a lot of this stuff, the powers that be, unfortunately, there's 8 people in the world that have a higher net worth than half of the world combined. There's over 100, and I'm being very conservative with this number, over 100 patents on weather manipulation run by the Monsantos of the world, run by the Rothschilds of the world, and other people as well. So you have to ask yourself, what is actually going on, and is this a phenomenon that is a natural phenomenon because of the solar system, the galaxy, planet X, sunspots? I mean, it's almost, you can almost make the analogy of people who live in on the West Coast. They've been hearing forever, oh, the ocean's going to fall in. And it, look where you live in Missouri, you know, in Tornado Alley, and, you know, the ocean's going to go all the way up to, the U.S. is going to break with that fault, and the ocean's going to go up to the Great Lakes. You know, people have been hearing stuff for a lot of years. And you have to, is there any way that the average Joe can sort through the propaganda to say, this has actually happened, this is actually legitimate, this has credibility, this has validity? I don't know. And I think this is why we have to continue to live our lives and help out as many people as we can. But in the meantime, we can't worry about too many things that we can't control. And that's my philosophy. So
right, let me give you an example of something that that we believed. And I'm sure many of us believe that this is true. But here's the first time I've actually seen it in print. Daily Mail says, exclusive. The secret deals, I'm reading the headlines now, exclusive. The secret deals which shaped our lives. How big businesses got together to make sure your light bulb wouldn't last. Would not last. You'd always want a newer car, and you'd always go back on a diet. And it says the deals that made the world. This author reveals how a secret meeting in Geneva in 1932 created a plan to make the light bulb obsolete. He also writes how one pharmaceutical's executive's dream became a reality after the pharmaceutical industry began marketing drugs to healthy people. Now, the great light bulb conspiracy is there's a company that made the world's longest-lasting light bulb. It was created in 1901, 117 years ago. It has continued to light, burn continuously for 117 years. We don't know when it will fail, but it's been running ever since then. Now, my dad told me a story, and I have a feeling that George may have heard this as well, since you're in the Northeast, George. My dad told me that there was a light company, a light bulb manufacturer. I'm talking about standard screw-in light bulbs, the kind of things that Hillary Clinton made obsolete, the incandescent screw-in light bulb that we all grew up with. Well, my dad told me that in the early 20s or 30s, General Electric was at war with another light bulb company called Mazda, spelled the same exact way as the car, probably the same company as the car company, Mazda of Japan. And what my dad said was Mazda was making a darn good light bulb. It worked really well, and it was less expensive. And I even have an antique display, a light bulb fixture that's it's cast in metal, iron, and it's spray-painted gold from the era that it's original. And it says Mazda on it for the light bulb display. I guess probably at a hardware store where you'd buy these bulbs. Well, General Electric and Mazda were in this war, and General Electric was being beaten by Mazda because Mazda had a really good light bulb that lasted a pretty long time, and it was less expensive. So people were buying Mazda light bulbs. And as my dad told the story, General Electric got together with the power company. And what they did, General Electric then changed their design of the light bulb to make it such that it would work at 130 volts rather than the standard 115, 117, or 120 volts, and it could sustain a higher voltage. Then it released these light bulbs to the consumers, and then after that, it got the power company, it worked in collusion with the power company, to increase the voltage, something that very few customers would be monitoring. And the Mazda light bulbs, which were designed for 115, 117 volts, would burn out. And people would say, "These darn Mazda bulbs are junk, they're no good."
Mm-hmm.
That's the collusion that my dad told me about General Electric versus Mazda. George, your thoughts?
Have you
heard that?
Surprised. I'd just like to say this, if I could, just aside, Vincent. You mentioned something about how you wanted to control the flow, I guess, of the heat in your house with that handle there, with the valve there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I found, the simple way I did it? And I'm not trying to get off subject. This was just one of the things I wanted to share with you and the audience, and Rich, is, you know, the vents where the heating ducts are? I found
yes.
that I opened mm-hmm. them up, and they're like a wooden box inside. And the air bounces around inside, and a lot of the heat goes into that wooden box before mm-hmm. it comes out. It's mm-hmm. not the most efficient way to direct it. So what I did mm-hmm. was I got some aluminum pie pans,
mm-hmm.
and I cut them. I used some simple garden gloves I find would help with some of the scratches. And I'd shape it like a shell that you mm-hmm. might see on a place where an orchestra would be playing outdoors for some, summer evening, like the Pops in Boston on the Esplanade. And what I did was I shaped it, and I'm sure you could do it with a piece of cardboard or plastic. You could put aluminum foil around a certain portion to tape it. And I found that I directed it so that it was like that shell effect. I noticed it would reflect the heat out.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the light bulbs are concerned, I know that Edison wasn't really considered. Tesla and Edison worked together for a short time, and I know Edison wasn't. I think he was into that New World Order way back when. But what I mean to say is that there's a lot of suppressed technology that Tesla, he died in poverty, and they stole a lot of his plans. But he was directly responsible for the alternator.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
you
got your
take my new gummy feet for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
George, you mentioned Nikola Tesla, and he invented some really neat things. He was a proponent of alternating current. He didn't invent the light bulb, per se, but he did invent fluorescent-style light bulbs 40 years before the industry invented light bulbs. He worked with X-rays. He worked with radio, remote control, and of course, the electric motor. And an interesting thing about alternating current is Thomas Edison was a proponent of direct current. Nikola Tesla and General Electric, Westinghouse, I should say, were proponents of alternating current. And the advantage of alternating current is that you could transport it long distances, where DC, or direct current, you could not easily transport it over long distances. And so Edison was a proponent of direct current, and as an opponent of alternating current, one of the things Edison invented, what he did was to show how dangerous alternating current is and was, is he would electrocute animals like elephants. He would literally electrocute animals in the public to show how dangerous it was. And from what I've read, he's the guy that produced the electric chair. Thomas Edison. Yeah. Any comments, George?
Well, there's a lot of lost technology. And I remember that they said there was a man, I believe he was out in Hawaii, and he had the ability to move these very large slabs of stone that let's just say you need a heck of a powerful a machine to do it. And what he would do is that when something would be delivered to his property, he'd have it placed in a certain spot until he was ready to use it. And he would send everybody away, and he jealously got it. This is like within the last probably 50 years. And they said he'd send everybody away, and he wouldn't reveal how he did it. But he would stack them in such a way when he was building that they couldn't figure out how he was doing it. And they said this young kid happened to spy on him one day. And he saw the man holding two cones, shaped things, and apparently he was using either some type of sound or electricity with in concert with these cones, as well as the child could describe it. And he saw him levitate these stones and basically set them on top of each other in his building. And like I said, that's one lost piece of technology. And I even was told, Ben and Rich, that there was a man in southern New Hampshire or somewhere down that way, and he was an engineer, and he started playing around with his heating system. And he got this idea of having these two disks rubbed together in a fashion that produced heat. And somehow he managed to direct the heat. He was heating his home with this, and I guess he told a couple of people about it. And as the story went, this is the way I heard it from somebody who befriended this man's son. He says the two government men showed up. They confiscated a number of things, and they said, look, you can keep your heating system, but you keep your mouth shut. You don't go any further with this, because apparently this really would have had a major impact on the oil industry, which we know the oil industry doesn't want us to turn to a lot of alternatives that would basically leave them in the dust. For as far as, you know, the utilizing of technologies that could free people up from having to be, you know, spiritual, you know, servants, subservient to the utility companies.
George, you've heard the story about the 100-mile-per-gallon car, right? Back in the 1930s or so, that the oil companies gobbled up that invention? Is that something that... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I
don't mean to take up too much of your time either, because I know you and Rich have a lot to cover, but I'll just say there were 75-mile-an-hour carburetors and Pintos that got out of the factory, and when people went for their warranty oil change, the carburetor was replaced. No further information. Hey, you guys take care. God bless. You too, George.
George, thanks so much, George. Rich and I'll be right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.